Stuttering is something that is confusing to people. When someone begins to stutter in a situation where you're not expecting it, I think people don't know how to react. And I think many times the person who stutters takes that the wrong way. You know, that person looks away when in fact they just don't know really what to do.
According to the NIH, stuttering is a speech disorder that affects roughly 3 million Americans. It happens most often in children aged 2 to 6 as they develop language skills. The majority of children who stutter outgrow the disorder, but about 25% continue to stutter into adulthood. Jane Fraser, president of the Stuttering Foundation, says people can get help for stuttering through different types of speech therapy.
Speech therapy is different for every person. That's why when you choose a therapist, it's important to make sure that you have the same goals and that you agree with the treatment approach. But just to give you an example, my father, who stuttered severely, could not say his name, Fraser, and he would go, Fraser. And he learned to use what's called an easy onset. So instead of coming up to the sound, the first sound of the word, he would focus on the R, so he would say, Fraser, like that. And of course, that meant that he didn't have to fear that word anymore. If somebody asked him his name, he could say Fraser and not stutter on it.
One of the main factors in stuttering is family history and genetics. But Jane Fraser says new research from the NIH points towards differences in how the left and right brain hemispheres communicate as another potential cause.
The recent research by Dr. Dennis Drana and others at the NIH discovered that the astrocytes, which are in the white matter in between the left and right, in people who stutter, is slightly different, and this definitely could be a cause.
Scientists estimate it takes 45,000 neuromuscular events per second to say a word. Jane says this is why some researchers believe anything that would slow down transmission of information between the left and right side of the brain could have an effect on speech. Finally, Jane offers advice for parents with children who stutter.
Please know that you didn't cause it. It's really a combination of many things. Sometimes it's just an incredibly intelligent child that has a huge vocabulary and doesn't yet have the motor skills to produce those words. So all of that needs to be in sync, as it were. I think good advice at that point is to go back and read the wonderful nursery rhymes that have been used for centuries to teach children language. We do know that rhyming and singing help people who stutter, and in fact, they help us all learn language. Most of us do know the nursery rhymes, and that's one of the reasons they're so wonderful for language training, is that they do have rhythm to them.
Some famous examples of those who have dealt with stuttering include Winston Churchill, actor James Earl Jones, and hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar. You can find more information on stuttering research, treatment options, and resources at the Stuttering Foundation's website, stutteringhelp.org. This is Katie and Kay. I'm Lucas Turner.